In 1999, the U.S. Air Force discovered millions of gallons of jet fuel had been leaking, probably for decades, at the Kirtland base. It's believed that toxins in the fuel are making their way towards the city's drinking water. Since the discovery, the Air Force and the State Environment Department have analyzed how the toxic plume is behaving. Water Board member and County Commissioner Maggie Hart-Stebbins says the future is at stake, and it's time to start removing the toxins from the ground instead of just analyzing the data.
That has been the delay, you know, understanding exactly where the fuel is, how far it's spread, and looking at the different actual qualities of the earth beneath our feet to figure out what the most effective remediation strategy would be. We just want a little bit more aggressive approach to that on the part of Kirtland's contractor.
The Air Force has until the end of the month to resubmit a plan to deal with the fuel spill and until December 30th to implement it. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels in Albuquerque.